What we know is from what they tell us that both inside Somalia, many women have been raped by various armed militants, and but also once they cross the border on the way to the camps in Dadaab, some women have been attacked by bandits and also raped. And we also know that in the camps there are instances of rape. And in order to reduce the risk of sexual violence, we are trying to move the most vulnerable women who are in the outskirts of the camps, far away from services and in areas that where it's difficult to provide security for them, to a new site, which is much safer and closer to where services are provided. We also know that women are often very vulnerable when they go out into the bush looking for firewood. In many cases, that's when they are attacked. And in order, again, to reduce the risk, we are providing now families with firewood so that the women don't need to go looking for firewood. But it doesn't matter how many precautions we take, there's still a lot of insecurity here in Dadaab because of the proximity with the Somali border. And many people, armed people, come from Somalia. Sometimes they are deserters from the different factions or simply common bandits. And they are causing a lot of problems of security in and around Dadaab.
Why is the Kenyan government refusing to open the new EFO 2 facility, which is part of the Dadaab complex? Maybe that could help to resolve some of the security issues.
There is some confusion and misrepresentation about this issue. The EFO 2 camp is now open, as well as another site next to it. And we have been moving people since last Monday into this new site, which we call EFO Extension. So that now is not an outstanding issue. Now people are being moving into tents. Of the houses that have been built in this complex, which are only 116 houses, those houses will be given to the most vulnerable people, but they are not enough. 116 houses will solve the problem of 116 families. But we need to find urgent accommodation for 90,000 people, not just 500, which is basically the ones that can fit in those 116 houses. So in order to do that, we don't have the time to build houses for all of them, so we're providing emergency accommodation in the form of tents. And we started to move families to this new site last Monday. And as of yesterday, we had moved more than 10,000 people to this new tent. And we hope that by doing that, we will solve some of the problems associated with people living in on the edges of the camp, where they were exposed and vulnerable, and also where they were living in land that was unsuitable for human habitation.
What type of treatment are women receiving who are being sexually assaulted?
There is legal aid and also counseling. They received also post-exposure prevention treatment against HIV. There's some follow-up. But as I said, in many cases, unfortunately, the crime is not reported, and this is a big problem. We have also campaigns to explain to the population, to try to make them aware of this crime, and for women to come forward and report any instances of sexual violence.